Welcome to Dante's Erotica. Simon and Tenchi. First time cuckold, flashing and sharing. 15,900 words by Dante. The full story is 9 chapters. This sample recording is the contents, the introduction and the first 3 chapters. Enjoy. Contents. Introduction. Chapter 1- First time to the club. Chapter 2- After the club. Chapter 3- On the train to London. Chapter 4- Camden Market. Chapter 5- Meeting George on the train home. Chapter 6- New club with Quinn and Terry. Chapter 7- Dogging with George. Chapter 8- The next day. Chapter 9- Lucas and Wellin. Introduction. I had to write this down as it never fails to turn me on when I remember how we first got into this incredible lifestyle. And more importantly, how my beautiful 19-year-old wife has changed from being a typically shy and reserved Japanese girl to someone who got so turned on being watched as we played in the club, to going out in public and wanting me to video her being naughty. And now, she encourages me to find a girl, guy or couple to bring home to have fun with. For the sake of anonymity, I'm going to use different names to protect our identities. So my name's Simon, never married and a typical 28-year-old, average build English guy. I'm not the outgoing type and prefer a few close friends rather than some people like my brother who's the complete opposite to me and knows virtually everyone in his neighborhood. I met Tenchi last year, she just turned 19 and started work in a Japanese restaurant in Borehamwood on the outskirts of London. I was having a meal with a group of friends and she was the waitress, and to cut a long story short, I couldn't take my eyes off her. She knew I was watching her and was so nervous because it was her first week of actually serving customers. Tenchi turns heads wherever we go, and is the most attractive, perfectly proportioned Asian girl I'd ever seen in my life. Only 5 feet tall and 105 pounds, her perky little breasts and nipples turned me on so much, I was like a man possessed. Anyway, I managed to get her name and went back a few times over the next couple of weeks. It turned out she just finished college and was doing the work experience part of her training. She was hoping to get into hotel and restaurant management. I also found out she was living with a girlfriend in a shared apartment, and on my third visit, asked her out on a date. She was a bit reluctant as she'd only been in England for 18 months and said she'd never had an English boyfriend before. Also, I was nearly 10 years older, but she did admit she preferred older guys. Her last boyfriend was when she lived in Japan and they were both only 16, and because of her strict parents, nothing really happened. She ended up coming to England to study English and do the management course. So, jumping ahead 6 months and we were seeing each other several times a week, but as her work experience and college course was finished, she said she had to go back to Japan. We were both upset and I was so smitten with her, I asked her to move in with me and we got married. The sex was okay. But with her being so shy and me being her first real boyfriend, she wasn't that interested in anything unusual. However, that was until we were invited to a London swinger and fetish club by a mate at work. Now just to be clear, I'd also never been to one and definitely wasn't expecting Tenchi to want to go. But to my surprise, she said she did. So I told my mate we were interested and he gave me the rundown of what we had to wear to get in, and said he'd pick us up with his wife on the Saturday evening. Chapter 1. First time to the club. By Saturday afternoon, Tenchi was getting quite nervous and said she wasn't sure she wanted to go. We'd been out during the week to buy her a sexy new dress and me a black shirt and trousers as streetwear wasn't allowed. I seriously couldn't believe how sexy and stunning she looked, but assured her, we didn't have to go if she felt uncomfortable. She suggested we have a bottle of wine and after explaining it was all new to me as well, and we were only going to have a look, she agreed to go. So on the night, my mate Quinn and his wife Terry picked us up in their car and we all headed up to the club somewhere in South London. We sat in the back and I noticed Quinn had adjusted his mirror so he could see her legs in her sexy short white dress. It was mid-thigh and had a zip up the front, no bra as I'd convinced her she looked incredible with just the dress and a pair of matching white knickers. He was continually gazing at her all the way, while casually chatting about how it all worked and that everyone was really easygoing and friendly. Terry told us, they'd been going for about a year, and we could just watch or join in with other couples if we liked. And if anyone wanted to play, they had to ask before touching and it was ultimately up to us to do whatever we felt comfortable with. The club was in an old pub that had been converted over 3 floors. They gave us a tour and then left us to wander around saying, they'd catch up with us later. I got the feeling they wanted to play and not be stuck with us newbies all evening, especially as Tenchi told them, she was only attending that evening to look, not to play. The basement was the play area with a mock-up dungeon, cages, whipping bench, grope box and a curtained-off area called a couples-only room. On the entrance level was the main bar, DJ and dance area and lots of sofas and chairs for lounging around. Then at the rear was a door leading outside to a secluded garden. Quinn said it was where people came to smoke joints and basically relax and chill out. The top floor was the most interesting. It was quite dark with various themed rooms and connecting corridors with people wandering around from room to room. We had another drink in the bar as we watched more and more people coming in until it was almost full. I estimated about 200 people altogether with about 30% single guys. Tenshi was definitely drawing a lot of attention and several couples tried to get into conversation and asked us if we'd been before and were generally very friendly. Then as we wandered around, a few guys tried to get close and asked us if we wanted to play but of course we said no. We then saw Quinn and Terry playing in one of the rooms with two guys. Quinn was holding Terry's hand as the two guys were double penetrating her on a mattress with the tiny room, full of people watching. We squeezed in and I helped Tenshi get to the front, standing behind her with my hands on her hips. She was quite close to Quinn who saw her and reached out to pull her closer. I was really surprised at her reaction as she shuffled closer and was so interested in watching Terry getting fucked. One of the guys was huge and making her moan in pleasure as he pounded away in her arse. The guy underneath was pulling her down and embedded in her pussy. Quinn was caressing her tits and talking to her as she held his cock in her other hand. My cock was so bloody hard and pressing against Tenshi's back, she reached behind and gave it a quick squeeze, so I cupped her bottom under her dress. She didn't stop me and seemed to be transfixed, watching Terry wang Quinn's cock which was also, an impressive 8 or 9 inches and curved like a fat banana. I could tell she was getting turned on but she still wouldn't let me undo her front zip or expose her beautiful little tits. A guy nearby tried to stroke her leg but she quickly pushed him away and moved closer to me, so I hugged her close and he backed away. We must have been in there for a good 15 minutes, and although Tenshi was enjoying it and letting me feel between her legs from behind, it became so crowded, we decided to go and have a look around. Most of the rooms were so full of people we couldn't see much, so ended up down in the dungeon area watching people playing on all the equipment, but more interestingly, going in and out of the couple's room. I suggested to Tenshi we go inside, so we made our way over and a girl with tattoos and rings in her face, pulled the curtain over letting us in. It was far less crowded inside because the single guys weren't allowed in. We climbed over a couple making love on the floor and found an empty sofa. Then as our eyes got used to the darkness, we realized that couples were making love all around us. Even the floor was covered with couples fucking and playing on huge cushions as foursomes and more. Tenshi was really nervous as we sat there looking around. I had my arm around her and was trying to play with her tits but she wouldn't let me pull her zip down. It was then we saw a very attractive Asian girl with her partner standing in a corner right next to us. They were hugging and basically looking around the room like us. I assume they were also newbies as he gave me a nervous smile. She looked Korean and was quite tall, mid-20s and he was wide and looked about my age. Tenshi was watching as they started kissing, and he was caressing her tits over her dress, but she was nervously trying to hide his hand. It was obviously turning them on being watched so closely, because he turned her towards us, so we could see what he was doing. After a few minutes, he slipped his hand inside her dress and was caressing her bare breast. We could see her long nipple as he eased it out, still kissing her but looking down at Tenshi staring up at them. I moved my hand up and caressed her tits as she turned her head and we started kissing, just like the couple we were watching. It was so exciting as they were watching me do to Tenshi what he was doing to his partner. I knew it was turning Tenshi on by the way she was eating my face and letting me pull her zip down to get my hand inside her dress. "Are you okay, babe?" I whispered. She just nodded and pulled my head back down to continue snogging. She was also staring at his hand working on her tits. He'd eased her other breast out and caressing them both in turn as his partner looked down at us. "They're watching us," Tenshi said almost panting. I'd eased her zip down a little more. Her breasts were much smaller than the other girls but still a beautiful shape and I could see the guy was impressed when I eased them out. Tenshi immediately tried to cover herself, but I told her to relax and to just watch. She lowered her arm and let them see her little boobs as I caressed them, him doing the same with his partner. The guy was transfixed as I worked on her nipples. He slid his hand down and started caressing his partner's upper thigh and going higher. He'd pushed her red dress up revealing her lacy black knickers and his hand was rubbing between her legs. She was holding his hand trying to stop him, but he whispered something and they both looked down at me caressing Tenshi exposed breasts. She let him continue and closed her eyes as he smiled at me and pulled her knickers over showing us her smoothly shaved pussy. She was clearly embarrassed but also extremely turned on as she was trembling and gripping his shoulders. He was showing us her most private parts and it was so fucking erotic. I placed Tenshi's hand on my erection and she started squeezing it through trousers. I'd never seen her so turned on and needed her to get it out. The guy was fingering his partner and both were watching my hand slide up Tenshi's leg. She grabbed my hand but I moved it back onto my cock and carried on, parting her legs slightly, letting me caress her inner thighs. Tenshi was laying back with her tits exposed, so I slid my hand up higher and pulled her legs open a bit more while taking her nipple in my mouth. That was all it took for her to start undoing my zip and pulling my throbbing cock out. The guy smiled down at Tenshi as she watched him finger his partner and she was pulling his cock out, stroking it slowly like Tenshi was doing to me. I could feel her getting wet and eased a finger up the side of her knickers, moaning into my ear as I gently fingered and teased her clit. Suddenly, the Asian girl dropped to her knees in front of us and took his cock in her mouth, licking around the head and cupping his balls. They were so close we could have touched them, but as we were also turned on and newbies, we just watched each other. I couldn't believe Tenshi was laying there with her legs open, tits out and letting me finger her as they watched. I asked Tenshi, "Shall we let them sit down?" She didn't answer but I knew she was game, so nodded for the guy to sit next to Tenshi on her other side. He quickly sat down and his partner continued sucking his cock, kneeling on the floor between his legs. She looked up at Tenshi, and then to me. My hand was still between her legs, so I pulled her knickers over, exposing her lightly haired pussy to another couple for the first time. The guy was about to come and placed his hand on Tenshi's leg. She was just about to move it away but he started ejaculating and his girlfriend started giggling. It went all over her hand, and I think Tenshi was so surprised, that she started jerking and orgasmed as well. His hand was still on her leg and squeezing her thigh. I moved my hand away as he went higher. Tenshi grabbed his hand and held it until she finished coming. His girlfriend then slid her hand up Tenshi's leg and felt her wet knickers, then reached over and felt my cock. Tenshi just watched as she started wanking my cock and made me shoot my load almost immediately. We were both so surprised as it was the most erotic thing we'd ever done. They asked us our names and told us they were Kim and Adam and also new to the scene. So we had a brief chat, Adam and I exchanged phone numbers and they said they had to get going. After they left, we also exited the couple's room and went to find Terry and Quinn. That was the very first time we'd seen or done anything like that, and on the way home we couldn't help playing with each other in the car. Tenshi whispered that Quinn was watching in the mirror. And being watched, seemed to turn her on even more, and when we got home, fucked like rabbits as she kept talking about what we did and saw other couples doing with the single guys. Chapter 2. After the club. On the Sunday, we woke up around midday and as we were laying in bed, I asked her how she felt about the club and what we did next to the couple. She was a bit quiet at first, as if embarrassed but then said, "I've never seen anything like that before, so many couples having sex and letting other people watch. I was so turned on watching them. Especially Quinn and Terry. And how he was letting those two guys make love to her while he held her hand. And when he touched me. You know from behind, my stomach was full of butterflies because I knew the guy next to me could see what you were doing. But you pushed his hand away. Yes, because I was scared and shy. You know what I'm like. But he was playing with himself and kept on showing me it. I couldn't take my eyes off it and he started rubbing it on my arm and leg. I didn't see him doing that. No, he was on my other side. Then he rested it on my hand and made me hold it. So you were playing with his cock and I didn't know? Not playing with him, he just made me hold it. And it was really hard and jerking. Then he touched me and I got nervous and pushed him away. Hmm, babe, that was really naughty. But look at my cock. It's really turning me on." She reached down and felt my hardness, giggling. "But I can't believe how I felt. You were playing with my bum and you know. Inside me. But I was on the verge of coming. And he was looking at my boobs down my dress. And when he made me hold his cock, my legs went all weak and I nearly fell down because you had your finger inside me. But you didn't come there, did you?" "No. But I was so close and I nearly peed myself. Why do I feel so horny when I'm being watched like that?" "I think a lot of people do, Tenshi. That's probably why they go to the clubs. So you want to try it again?"
"What, the club?"
"Yes, but we can try other things as well now I know it turns you on."
"What other things?"
"I don't know. Depends on how far you want to go."
"What do you mean? Do you want to see me with another guy?
Maybe touching and playing. Like we did last night? Maybe in the car or we could go out and I could secretly video you."
"Oh my god. That's so naughty."
"Yeah. You could dress up all sexy and we can go on the train to London, and you can tease or flash a guy or something. I'll be nearby just in case."
"But how can you video me? People will know what you're doing and it'll be so obvious. Not if I use a pen camera. I bought it a couple of years ago but never used it. I could put it in my shirt or trousers pocket and it's just the press of a button. Then she was squeezing my erection quite hard and obviously getting really turned on at what I just suggested, and when I reached down and felt between her legs, she was soaking. You've never been this wet just talking, babe. I eased my fingers in as she opened her mouth and started snogging me. I'd never known her to be so turned on. She was trying to pull me on top of her, so I slid over and rubbed the head up and down her slit before plunging in. She orgasmed within the shortest time and was trembling and jerking like she'd had an epileptic fit. I let her calm down before resuming my pace, easing in and out nice and slow. It wasn't the best position as I was twice her size, so eased out and turned her on her side, lifted her leg and entered her in a scissors position, rubbing her clit and caressing her butt at the same time. Please, can we go out today? Like you said on the train. I want to try it and you video me?
Really?
Yes. Please make me cum again.
Okay, babe, but wear something like your clubbing dress again. No bra, and what about some hold-up stockings? And no knickers.
That was all it took before she wailed.
Oh my god. What are you doing to me? I'm coming.
I sped up and shot my load deep inside her as she jerked on the bed with her eyes closed and gripping the quilt.
That was even better than last night, babe. What's come over you?
I don't know, but I'm going to get showered and changed. She jumped off bed and ran to the bathroom as I lay there wondering what had come over her. She was still so shy and innocent looking but so horny. Like a totally different person. When she eventually came out the bathroom, she was wrapped in her bathrobe, stood by the bed and let it fall open. I caressed her beautiful pert little breasts and then ran my hand down over her belly to her perfectly smooth mound.
Fuck me, babe. You've shaved. God, it feels so soft and smooth.
Don't start me off again. I wanted to go out. So go and get showered while I get dressed. I was amazed and had to taste her newly shaved pussy, so pulled her bathrobe off and told her.
Listen, babe. I can't wait till tonight to taste you all smooth like that. Please get on my face for a bit. Just for a few minutes. Please.
She giggled and climbed back on the bed, straddling my face. I pulled her little bottom towards me and delved in, slurping and savoring her unique flavor. It was so nice. She started grinding her pussy onto my mouth, licking and sucking on her clit as hard as I could. She held my head and screamed.
You. I'm coming again. Oh fuck.
This time I felt a small squirt, so clamped my mouth over her slit and felt her filling my mouth. She was shocked herself and instead of pulling away, she started giggling. When she'd finished and I lifted her off, she stared down at me in amazement and said,
I've never done that before. Oh my god. You let me do it in your mouth.
I think you must be on drugs or something. I've never seen you so horny and turned on. She burst out laughing and ran back to the bathroom. I got up and headed off to get cleaned up and realized I loved her unique flavor and actually enjoyed her squirting in my mouth. I never imagined I'd ever do that, and never had the urge to do it with anyone in the past, but then she was so. I couldn't put my finger on it. She was so different in so many ways. Chapter 3. On the train to London. We headed off to the train station and I'd found my secret pen camera, charged it up with the USB, and made sure the memory card was in and working. I wore a shirt with a top pocket, and my cargo trousers which had loads of pockets all around, but most importantly, down on my thighs and a small one at the knee level on the side. Then she wore her mid-thigh, white clubbing dress, no bra with the zip pulled down just a little, so as to not overexpose her little breasts, hold-up stockings which made her look so bloody sexy. And when I pulled the dress up to check, no knickers. Just a beautiful smooth slit. She was so small, attractive and yet perfectly proportioned, but obviously too shy to walk out of the house or in the street dressed like that, so she wore a long black PVC coat that she could button up or carry easily over her arm. We boarded the train at 7 p.m. and it was quite busy being a Sunday evening with lots of people going into the city. And as soon as a seat became available, then she sat down and stared up at me as if to ask what she should do. The carriage was full and people were even standing in the middle, but directly opposite her was a middle-aged guy listening to something on his phone. He was holding it in his lap and playing with an app. Then she suspected he was our target as she saw him looking at her legs. I positioned myself in front of her in the middle of the aisle, but not obstructing his view, switched on the pen camera and placed it in my lower pocket, so by turning, I could aim it at the guy or between Tenshi's legs. She was looking a bit nervous, so I smiled and nodded down at her legs. She stared straight ahead as if she wasn't with me and pretended to be looking out the window. The guy kept looking at her and I noticed he was aiming his phone at her occasionally, maybe trying to take a picture, but Tenshi was still sitting with her legs closed. Then she pulled out her phone and I assumed it was to give her something to do instead of staring towards him. Her coat was already unbuttoned and I could just about see the tops of her stockings showing from under her dress. She looked so bloody sexy and several other people in the carriage had also noticed her. As she stared at her phone, she started typing then very casually without looking up, parted her legs slightly. My phone beeped, so I pulled it out and saw her text. "He's trying to take a picture." I texted back. "Yes, I saw, I'm recording him." She parted her legs a little more and the guy was clearly shocked. He looked around to see if anyone was also watching, then aimed his phone at her again. Tenshi, still staring at her phone, parted them a bit more. She texted me again. "I feel all horny. And he's looking at my pussy up my dress." I turned to the side so my pen camera was aiming between her legs. I couldn't see what he could see, but saw her legs must have been open enough for him to see she wasn't wearing any knickers. I casually looked around the carriage and another guy was also staring at her. The guy opposite was having a really good look and was still holding his phone up at an unusual angle. Suddenly the train started slowing down. It was approaching the next station. She closed her legs and acted normally. She texted again. "He was videoing me. Yes, I saw and so was I. Can't wait to see it on the computer when we get home." The train stopped and people got off, but even more got on. I was sandwiched between two guys and the other guy who was staring at her had jumped in a seat next to the first guy. As the train pulled away, I messaged her. "That black guy who just sat down was watching you as well. He was standing to the side." She didn't reply but pretended to be doing something on her phone. I got in position so I could video the two guys, both holding their phones and staring at her legs. Tenshi glanced around at all the people standing around her and slowly parted her legs again. I aimed the pen camera at the two guys, then turned so it was aiming between her legs again. This time she was sort of hidden from the guys opposite by a guy standing directly in front of her. He was looking down at her and as I could see down her cleavage, knew he was doing the same. Tenshi messaged me again. "They are both trying to look but that guy's in the way." The train jolted and we all had to steady ourselves hanging on the handrails. But Tenshi had parted her legs wider and was holding her coat on her lap. My pen camera was at the perfect level and aiming directly between her legs. She sat in that position for a good 5 minutes before the train slowed down and we were at our destination. As we alighted and were walking down the platform, she grabbed my arm and said, "God. I'm so wet and horny, I wanted to touch myself but couldn't. Loads of guys were all staring at me. And did you see that old woman sitting opposite next to the guy? She was staring as well and smiling to herself. I caught her looking and she smiled directly at me. God, I couldn't believe she was giving me the come on. And I think those two guys were both videoing me. You sound so excited, babe. Come on, let's take the tube to Camden and have a look around. It's always busy and we can have a drink in a wine bar or somewhere nice." I walked on her left with my arm around her waist, so the pen camera was aiming at her legs. We followed the crowd down the escalators and boarded the tube train. It was only 5 stops to Camden, so only about 10 minutes. Again it was standing room only, so we stood in a corner and I pulled Tenshi into me and slipped a hand up under her dress at the back. She grabbed my hand but as it was so packed, she let go when I whispered in her ear to relax and let me see how wet she was. Sure enough she was dripping and I managed to slip a couple of fingers in, holding her close with the pen camera still on. I reached down and adjusted the angle so it was aiming up between her legs, then resumed my caressing and fingering until the train shuddered to a stop and more people piled in. A 20-something couple were standing next to us, and the girl was right next to Tenshi. The pen camera was aiming up between them so I turned so it was aiming up the other girl's skirt. She was wearing ripped fishnet tights with a ring in her nose and tattoos on her arms. Her boyfriend was also dressed like they were into the goth style and staring down the cleavage of Tenshi's dress. I still had my hand on her bum, and it was occasionally pressing against the other girl's hips as the train swayed. She must have known I was feeling Tenshi's butt because of its position, and I noticed her glancing down and smiling. Standing normally, I slipped my hand down and up under Tenshi's dress again. She tensed up but let me continue. The girl had turned so her pussy was almost on Tenshi's hip and pressing on the back of my hand. She was looking at me and smiling. She knew what I was doing and as the train swayed, kept pressing herself onto my hand. Her boyfriend seemed to be totally unaware and staring at his phone. Tenshi was facing my chest, so didn't know what the goth girl was doing. When she did it again, she didn't pull away, so I rubbed her mound with the back on my hand, fingering Tenshi at the same time. She didn't move but just stared into my eyes smiling, so I rubbed her again. This time she closed her eyes and gave a little sigh, obviously turned on by our secret touching. Another jolt of the train and I felt her pressing herself against my hand even harder. She'd parted her legs and was holding the handrail above, but rubbing her pussy against the back of my hand. Then she was still unaware, and I was hoping the pen camera was able to capture it. It was obvious she was doing it on purpose, so as I moved my hand up and down Tenshi's bottom, the back of my hand was rubbing on her fishnets and lifting her skirt. I felt her push her crotch against me again, so pushed my hand right into pussy and rubbed it up and down. She closed her eyes and shuddered as I was touching her pussy through her knickers and tights as her boyfriend was staring at his phone. The train started slowing down and I grabbed Tenshi's hips to steady myself. Then Tenshi looked up at me and said, "Someone's touching me." I looked over and saw the goth girl looking directly at me. I slipped my hand down and found her hand between Tenshi's legs at the back. Tenshi was gripping me around my waist and suddenly started jerking. I held her up and smiled at the goth girl, who withdrew and showed me her wet fingers before licking them clean. The train was at our station and we nearly didn't get off, but because the goth and her boyfriend were also getting off, we managed to squeeze out after them. Walking along the platform behind them, she suddenly turned around and said, "Nice." And sucking her fingers again. "Was that her touching me?" Tenshi asked in surprise. "Yes, babe, she was rubbing her pussy on the back of my hand and saw what I was doing to you." Tenshi stared back at me in surprise. "So you let a girl finger you on the train? You dirty little slut," I said jokingly. Tenshi giggled then replied, "She made me come and it was so quick because I knew it couldn't have been you. But I couldn't see who it was. That's what makes it even more exciting. And her boyfriend didn't have a clue what was going on. Nor did I. Can we get a drink somewhere?" she asked in her sexiest voice. That's the end of the first 3 sample chapters. The whole book is 9 chapters and 15,900 words. And don't forget, you can read any of Dante's books with a 30-day, free trial on Amazon Kindle. Just click the links in the description. www.danteserotica.uk